Balazs says the process surrounding water reservations will be changed. He says if the bill passes, water right applications would no longer block other permits and temporary uses of water. The bill has already passed the House, but was unable to get enough votes in the Senate in its current form. Last year, HB 77 stalled in part because of a vocal group of opponents. People packed town hall meetings to tell their legislators to fight it, and tribes across the state passed resolutions asking for a no vote. But how widespread was that opposition? The Hays Group released a poll this week that gauges public sentiment on the bill. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez joins us to walk us through the numbers. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
So what did the poll determine?
That most people don't even know what it does. I've got the poll in front of me, and it says that only 15% of people they called had heard of the bill, let alone know what's in it. But the people who have been tracking it don't like it. Nearly half of those people who are familiar with the legislation strongly oppose it, while another 10% just sort of oppose it. Less than a quarter of people surveyed said they're in favor of the bill, which is about the same amount of people who said they had no opinion at all.
Alexandra, Alaska is notoriously difficult to poll. Can you tell us a little bit about how it was conducted?
The survey was commissioned by Trout Unlimited, a conservation group focused on fish habitat, and they project a 4% margin of error. The poll was done over the phone, and this includes cell phones, back in February, and about 500 likely voters were surveyed. The Hays Group asked people for their party affiliations, and about a third were Republicans and another third were independents. Just 15% were Democrats, and the rest identified as other or they refused to say. As far as the language of the survey goes, it's pretty straightforward when dealing with people who already know what the bill does. But if you're a respondent who has never heard of HB 77, you get the bill described to you in really simple terms. Remember, it's a super, super complicated bill, and the poll sums it up this way. House Bill 77 is designed to allow government officials to issue development permits more quickly by taking away some public participation opportunities from Alaskans. After hearing that phrasing, nearly 70% of respondents say they oppose the bill. Now, if HB 77 had been described as something that streamlines the permitting process, to borrow the Parnell administration's terminology, the results might be a little different.
Does the poll get into whether voters will punish or support lawmakers who come out in favor of HB 77?
One of the most interesting things about this poll, I think. The Hays Group didn't ask people if they would punish their own sitting legislators if they voted for or against it. I mean, remember, this is something that affects the state legislature, not Washington, D.C. However, the only person they asked about was Senate candidate Dan Sullivan, who was commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources when this bill was originally introduced. The poll asks, how likely are you to support Dan Sullivan after knowing that he was the primary author and supporter of House Bill 77? And the results for that are, you know, for about a third of people, which was the highest number, it makes no difference at all. But it does make about 40% less likely to support him, and about 10% more likely to support him, according to this poll. Now, the reason I think that's interesting is because so far, Dan Sullivan hasn't really been attacked on his record. In ads that are airing on TV, they've mostly been focused on residency. So to see something like this in this poll, it makes me wonder if we're going to see some advertisements related to HB 77 when it comes to Dan Sullivan's campaign.
Alexandra, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
That was APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reporting from Juneau.